is Motorcycle Emptiness. Hello and good evening, folks. You're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. We're kicking off this week on the Yellow Brick Road, CFRC's British and Irish music show. Hello, if you're joining us. My name's Rue. I'm your host tonight and always. We started off with a little bit of Manic Street Preachers because the album that this song was from, Generation Terrorist, the debut album by Manix, it was released this month. About 34 years ago now, if I'm doing my maths on this right, it came out on the 10th of February in 1992, and just what a revolutionary album it was, kind of changed the face of Welsh music, British music, rock music in general, just because Manix was such a revolutionary band. You know, they went to university for politics, a lot of them, as Nicky Wire, bassist in the band, has mentioned many, many times, and they poured it all into their lyrics. Nicky Wire and Richie Edwards, and kind of his role was less that of a guitarist and more as sort of band manifesto writer, image maintainer, and the chief lyricist of the band. So sort of between Richie Edwards and Nicky Wire, most of the lyrics by the band were written, and they would write manifestos together. And singer and guitarist James Dean Bradfield would have to somehow mold these very unwieldy, just like straight out slogans with very little regard for things like rhyme or meter or reason, and he would have to mold them into these singable lyrics. But they managed, and my god, what a band they were. From Blackpool in South Wales, they in some ways kickstarted a kind of pride in, you know, Welsh alternative music, in Welshness, that the Welsh underground scene that had been simmering underground throughout the 80s kind of picked up on and just exploded into something that the magazines began calling the Cool Cymru scene. And if this sounds a little familiar, you might be thinking, is this anything to do with Cool Britannia? Yes and no. So basically, these bands were coming up at around the same time as Britpop. You know, they had their first album, Manix, in 1992. There were a lot of other bands that were also beginning to make their way up and out of Wales. Bands like Stereophonics, bands like Catatonia, Super Furry Animals, Gorky's Zygotic Monkeys. All bands that I'm going to tell you a little bit about today, because I'm actually planning on doing a bit of a Welsh music, Welsh language show. But as these bands were coming up at around the same time and just beginning to explode, this was happening in parallel with Britpop and everything happening over in England. And as Britpop began crumbling on itself, you know, the magazines sold when people wanted to read about the bands that you were writing about. If Britpop was over, who would they put on the front cover anymore? Who were the kind of new bands that would fill that void? And they began looking outside of the outside of England to the other home nations of the UK. And one of the scenes that they landed on was the idea of a scene happening in Wales, in Cymru. And they decided to call this the Cool Cymru scene, kind of in parallel to Cool Britannia. I'm not sure how happy any of the bands were to be labelled as this scene, especially when they were all doing vastly different things. But there's no denying that there was something really interesting that had been bubbling up under the surface in Wales throughout the 80s that was just beginning to show up in the mainstream now. And some of the most successful bands from this scene certainly were bands like Manic Street Preachers, bands like Super Furry Animals, who you can hear in the background and who have actually reformed this year very excitingly. And they're touring across Europe in the summer. I'm going to be seeing them. I'm so excited. But also bands like Catatonia, like Stereophonics, like Gorky's Zygotic Monkey. And I wanted to take some time today to play us some of these bands, both new and bands that have kind of laid the foundations for modern alternative Welsh music. Because last week on Friday, the 13th of February, was Welsh Language Music Day, or Dydd Music Cymru. And it's a day to celebrate music coming out of Wales, and music that especially is not what you would normally expect when you think of Welsh music. So not the hymns, not the sort of like, you know, Celtic harmonization, church choirs, folk music, traditional music, all that kind of stuff. It's more about celebrating, you know, the young alternative scenes that are taking place in the country. And I think it's also kind of in the title. So the Welsh word for music is cerddoriaeth, but the word that's used in here is a Welsh spelling of the English word music, just to show this kind of, you know, this modern urban thing, which is this like Wenglish combination of the two, and that's where popular culture comes in. And so that's what we're going to be playing a little bit of this week on the show. So started off with a track, Motorcycle Emptiness, from the debut album Generation Terrorist by Manic Street Preachers, which was a revolutionary album. They were a band that were as ambitious as they were well-read, fond of ideas, fond of poetry and slogans, so steeped in mystery and lore, especially after Richie Edwards' disappearance in 1995. But they continue to be an alluring band. They continue to be so relevant, and their lyrics absolutely hold up even today. And they're a band that many Welsh people have said changed the way that they viewed the world and changed the way the world viewed Wales. But also other bands that were coming up in the scene around this time that I'm going to tell you a little bit about. We're going to play some music from Gorky's Psychotic Monkey, who are an alternative band from the south of Wales, singing bilingually in Welsh and English. And they had this really unique sound, blending together indie, rock, folk, psychedelia, all led by their chief songwriter, Eros Childs, who was also the keyboardist in the band. They had guitarist John Lawrence, and Eros Childs' sister, Megan Childs, was the violinist in the band, who really brought this really interesting and unique touch to their music, which made it a bit more folky, a little bit more kind of Welsh countryside in some ways. And you know, the magazines like Pitchfork absolutely loved it, even though I've read some of those old Pitchfork reviews, they knew nothing about it all. But anyway, I'm gonna play us some music from 1999 from their album Spanish Dance Troupe. I'm gonna play us the song Spanish Dance Troupe, title track, but there's other albums of theirs, like their 1997 album Barafundal, that absolutely needs to be listened to by everybody, because it's a really good album. It's got songs on it like Patio Song, which I think is probably one of their best known songs. Other songs like Star Moon Sun, and just a lot of really cool music. Unfortunately, not a lot of their music, especially from the early albums, is on streaming services, so you're gonna have to just dig a bit. There's a few CDs and stuff out there that you'd be able to find on YouTube, but absolutely worth a listen, regardless of whether you speak Welsh or not. Eros Childs has gone on to do some solo work since then, so has guitarist John Lawrence. And Eros has also been the keyboard player for the band Teenage Fan Club lately, and has really, really added some really good work to their music as well. Eros put out a solo album called A-Pop last year in December. You can find it on his website, which is Eros Childs, spelled EurosChilds.co.uk. We're also going to be playing some music from the incredible Catatonia. Again, I'm going to take us back to 1999 and play us the title track from their 1998 album International Velvet, which became a huge moment for the band and launched their singer Ceres Matthews' career, sort of as a Welsh national treasure and personality, because this song has got a chorus that goes, "Every day when I wake up, I thank the Lord I'm Welsh." And they were asked to perform this song at the opening ceremony of the Rugby World Cup in 1999, which was taking place at the Cardiff Millennium Stadium, now the Principality Stadium. And within the stadium, televised across the nation, it was just an absolute moment that captured the zeitgeist, exploded their career, and there we go, let's listen to the song right now on CFRC Radio. Gorky's Zygotic Monkey. They are an absolutely brilliant band, aren't they? We also heard a little bit of Catatonia. All this coming from 1999. This was their song International Velvet, which they performed at the Rugby World Cup opening ceremony in Cardiff, and it was an absolute moment and kind of made them legends of alternative Welsh music. But we're going to come into the present for now. Like I said, we're celebrating Dydd Music Cymru, or Welsh Language Music Day. I'm going to play us some music from some really interesting bands that are making music right now, and artists. I'm going to play some music from Annie Glass. Now, Annie is kind of trilingual, so not only is she an English speaker and a Welsh speaker, but her and her sister Gwenno, who's also a really cool musician, are also Cornish speakers, and their dad was like a Cornish poet as well. And they've been making music in all languages, and Annie has just released her second album called Phantasmagoria. And it was kind of inspired by the fact that just before her first album came out, she was diagnosed with a rare benign brain tumor, she says. And it's kind of shaped her musical and, you know, kind of her thinking and how she makes music and all of that. And it's worked its way into an album that she says it's a lush, introspective concept album that delves deeply into her experience navigating life since then. You can find it on Bandcamp, A-N-I-G-L-A-S-S, annieglass.bandcamp.com. I'm going to be playing us the song Y Bore, meaning the morning in Welsh. And then we're going to play some music from Melin Melin. What a year Melin Melin have had. They released their album Mill on the Hill last year in March, and they've had, you know, huge moments playing at festivals like Green Man. They had a really good time at Glastonbury. Their album went to number 12 in the UK albums charts, which is a really big deal for, you know, a band that's been on the scene, that's been working away for all this time, to finally see that kind of success. And in the last year, they've been working on a reworking of this album, Mill on the Hill, with other really cool artists on the scene. So, with the help of artists like Griff Rhys, Dom Leisure, members of This Is The Kid, Kate Stables and Rosie Plain, artists like Bittu with Peace Melin, whose instrumental song Mevis, meaning strawberries, you can hear playing in the background right now. Lots of other really cool artists have come together and worked on this remilled version of the album called Mill on the Hill After Dark, and I'm going to be playing us a version of a song they did called Dial with the artist Griff Rhys, and you can find them at Melin Melin, spelled melinmelyn.bandcamp.com. And then finally for this set, a throwback to some really cool music from a few years ago, really good summery indie pop from 2018. The band's called Gwilym, the song's called Queen, but let's start with Annie Glass. This is Y Bore.
Beth yw'n llifo mewn. Mae'n gantar yn y bore. Mae'n gofyn. teeme kaevad, kui neid in riubes. In riubes. Chdi a dy griwbach fyddlon, yn sipin ar dwi'n, a dychmygol goron, fel sa'i chdi ydy'r cwyn. Ydy'r cwyn.
Gwilym, just some really cool funky indie pop there. We're celebrating Welsh Language Music Day, Dydd Music Cymru on the show, and so we've been playing some Welsh music on the show, as it so follows. We played Abore, a new song by Annie Glass on her latest album Phantasmagoria. We also heard some music from Melin Melin, and in fact in the background right now you can hear another Welsh band called Anis, whose name means island, who joined us on the show last year before the release of their second album Dosbarth Nos. We spoke to their singer, frontman, main writer Dylan Hughes, which is a really good interview, so you can go find that. You spell their name Y-N-Y-S Anis. But speaking of really cool Welsh bands, there's a band that some of you might already know if you were paying attention to hardcore music about 20-25 years ago. And if you don't know about them, you've absolutely got to go and check them out. It's a band called McCluskey, and they came out of the hardcore scene in Cardiff back in sort of 2001. They had some really cool albums. Their last album before they split up was called McCluskey Do Dallas. That was quite a big hit in hardcore circles. Even in North America, so they toured the US and all of that, and they sort of had a bit of a return last year after different iterations that they'd spent playing in other bands like Feature of the Left. But they returned last year, released an album called The World Is Still Here and So Are We, and now they've got a new album that's coming out on the 20th of March, and it's called I Sure I'm Getting Sick of This Bowling Alley. And the main reason I mentioned them, apart from the fact that I love this band, is the fact that they're coming to Toronto. So they'll be in town on the 6th of April. They're playing at the Mod Club I'm so excited for this. But I'm not going to be playing their music at the moment because I've got so much other stuff to play. I'm going to play something from an artist called Lloyd Steele. Now, Lloyd Steele was in a really celebrated hard rock band called Array. But during lockdown, when the band weren't able to meet and, you know, they weren't able to play live music, he kind of returned to his day job of being a full-time engineer. But he also found time to release his debut solo album by himself, and it's a very different track to the kind of heavier rock guitar music that Array used to do. It's more kind of relaxed, peaceful, electronic music. There's a song on it called Mugud, meaning mask, that came out in 2022, and the song kind of explores his own identity as a gay black Welsh-speaking man in smaller Welsh-speaking communities. He's done a few more singles since then, and last year he collaborated with an electronic artist called Kruban, but I'm not really sure what else he's doing at the moment, but we're going to be listening to that track because it was really awesome. And then we've been playing this artist on the show lately. Chroma are back. They've announced their second album. It's going to be called 25 Forever, following up from a really, really good 2024 debut that was called Ask for Angela. But this album's coming out on the 17th of April. It's going to be on Alcopop Records. We've got the latest single off it. It is heavy, folks. It's called Straight Men. It sort of confronts sexual harassment, intimidation, and toxic masculinity, urging men to challenge harmful behavior and call it out as they see it. You can find them on Alcopop Records' Bandcamp page, alcopop.bandcamp.com. And then lastly, I'm going to throw in one more song as a sort of throwback and nostalgia track for those of you who are fans of a kind of 80s jangle pop. This was a band from the 90s called Ataniad Akhwanegol, whose name basically means like extra attractions. I'm going to play us a song of theirs called Ebrich and Now With, or the 9th of April. But let's start off with Lloyd Steele. This is Mugud on CFRC Radio.
My lawn, all my knees.
Men by Chroma. Welcome back, folks. You're still listening to CFRC Radio. We're here on the Yellow Brick Road, CFRC's British and Irish music show. And tonight on the show, we've been celebrating Welsh music because it was Welsh Language Music Day, or Dydd Music Cymru, last week, and I wasn't able to be in last week. So you're hearing all about it this week. We've been playing music by artists making music in Welsh, making music in Wales, all that kind of stuff. And so we also heard some music from Lloyd Steele, who was a guitarist in a band called Array, and also a little bit of a throwback to the 90s with a band called Ateniad Ychwanegol. Just really cool jangly indie pop out there that reminds you of that period of the Smiths. Folks, some really interesting news in my own life, actually, pertaining to Welsh language stuff and Welsh music, is I've sort of been on the Welsh news lately, so I can't believe I'm saying that out loud. But I did an interview last year with the Welsh Language Channel 4, S4C, and it was an interview just about like being a Welsh learner, about speaking Welsh, about the kind of Welsh community and how I got into it. And I spoke obviously a lot about Welsh music because that's been a big part of my own journey into learning and becoming, I wouldn't call myself fluent, but you know, being able to speak, basically. And it was a really interesting interview, and it's kind of blown up online in some ways, so I've seen a lot of it in the last couple of weeks. And I don't know, maybe there are people who are joining us tonight who I should have said hello to right at the top of the hour and talked about this much earlier, but you know how it is, I forgot to do that. So I'm saying hello to you all who are joining me after listening to that interview today. You know, we normally play a lot of other music as well, but just figured that this was the right time to just play a lot of really cool Welsh music because there is so much really good music out there. And I'm going to play you some more of it now. I'm going to play us a song that's a little bit older by an artist called Nvamdi Koyate, who has been, you know, supporting Griff Rhys. If you're someone who's seen him live, especially in Wales or in Europe, you'll have seen him with his full band, and he often has a balafon player as well, someone who does keys, xylophones, and specifically the balafon. It's Nvamdi Koyate, who's also been working on his own solo work. And a few years ago, he released a song called Miniamba / Gadala Dre, which is a reworking of a traditional West African song that he has sort of enhanced with the help of Griff Rhys. So it's a bilingual song, not English-Welsh bilingual, but I believe Mandeng and Welsh. And so the story goes that this is an ancient legend of a serpent that protects a village by allowing no one to go in or out. That is until a girl who wants to marry tries to leave the village, and in order to do so, she strikes a deal with the great snake, who's called Miniamba. And her hopes and fears when she's finally able to leave the town, or Gadala Dre, are sort of captured in this song. And it is a beautiful song. I've loved this song for years, so I'm just really happy to bring it back on the airwaves. It's called Gadala Dre, if you look for it online. And you can find him on his website. Spell his name, N-F-A-M-A-D-Y, nfamdy.com. This was from a 2021 EP of his called Arasi Vienna, or Wait For Me There. And it has a lot of other really cool collaborators as well, like Lisa Jen Brown from Nine Bach, Cliff Skerlock, who is also the drummer in Griff Rhys's band and formerly of the Flaming Lips. It's a really good EP, so do go and listen to it. Then we're also going to play some music from the Cardiff band Shale, who are a young teenage band who've been making their way up in alternative music. They've got a new song out, which is going to be on an upcoming EP. The song is called Don't Believe It, and they say it's about kind of finding truth in this age, this world of lies at the moment. Writing this song, they say, was freedom. In a sea of information, don't believe it, don't believe him, don't believe her, be you. Their name is spelled S-H-A-L-E. Find them on Instagram at shale.band. Lastly, I'm going to play us some music from a duo called Sheila, spelled S-I-U-L-A, the Welsh way. We got sent this track a couple of years ago and I still really like it. They are Cardiff-based. They describe themselves as a cinematic pop project and it's made up of two artists, Leon Roberts and Ikra Malik. The single is called Gole Gwir. They put it out back in 2023. Gole Gwir means true lights. And they were talking about the track, saying every track has to capture an emotion, it has to grab you, pull you in. I'm obsessed with weird electronic music but also sugary pop, and Sheila is an attempt to combine the two. We've tried to create an effective, emotive sound that makes you want to dance. You can find them at libertinorecords.com. First though, here's Nvamdi Koyate and Griff Rhys with Gadala Dre on CFRC Radio. Thank you.
This too long ago, stabbing with stake to my sorry soul. To believe it, there's too much to lose. But hey, every time before I've seen the pull through. And when the time comes to move off course, I'll be the man who you lost. And I'm the one who'd keep you clean and deal with your bruises and everything. Oh, I'm the one who'd work too hard. Would hate him cause he pushed too far. Oh, I'm the one who everyone loves, but realistically it's just printed stuff. To believe him, there's too long ago, stabbing with stake to my sorry soul. To believe him, there's too much to lose, but hey, every time before I've seen the pull through. Filled up with green,
door. Felt we did a blood I close. My head signed a ton like when. And red day got a yaw. I had man draw some more. My friend.
From Sheila, that was their song Gole Gwir. Just remember you spell their name S-I-U-L-A. Welcome back, folks. We also heard some music on the last set from the band.